Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Hello, greetings everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore talking to you live from the USA in Massachusetts, and together I have Giovanda. She is with us today. Both Jen Christie and Marika are both off tonight, getting a much-needed break, but we have Giovanda with us. Giovanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Gary.
So you're representing Holland as well, so welcome.
Yeah,
good to see Harlan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm very honored that I'm allowed to help out here and do a radio show again. Yeah.
So, yeah, we have Giovanda with us, and we have our special guest, Jane Dawson, is on with us tonight from Scotland again. She will be doing angelic readings later on in the show, but we'll just go ahead and bring her on now. Jane, are you there?
Hi, Gary. I'm here. Hi, Yvonne.
Hey.
Lovely to speak to you. Hi, listeners. Hope everyone's good tonight.
So far, so good as it comes.
So far, so good.
Chatting into the file room and filing into the chat room.
Excellent.
How you doing?
I'm doing just super. Thank you, Gary. And I have selected an angel card for you and all the folks tonight. Would you like to know which one it is?
Sure. What does the angel card say for all of us tonight?
Well, it says that, Gary, you are an earth angel. But not only you, everyone. And I just feel that this is so appropriate for everyone that's listening in tonight. And we've got a beautiful angel here. And the words on this card say, you are a light worker who has come to earth to teach about love. How beautiful is that, and how appropriate. So I'm really, really thrilled. And on this card, the beautiful angel's holding like a big dome full of butterflies that have just come through the chrysalis stage and got their beautiful wings with all their lovely colours. So it's quite a special card and quite significant to a lot of people who wonder what's going on just now. All the change is good, though. Stay focused and stay positive, and it will be good.
I did receive
a message from Archangel Michael, who said to remind everyone to put on his blue cloak of protection, particularly during these ever-changing, slightly turbulent times. Don't forget to ask him to give you that protection. All you have to do is just say, Archangel Michael, please cover me with your blue cloak of protection. It's as simple as that. And that is a wonderful way to keep any negative energies well away from yourself.
Wonderful.
So you'll need to try that, Gary, and Yvanda.
I shall, yes. Especially with tomorrow coming up being the 8th of March, which according to many, including Carl Kellerman and so many others, that we enter the ninth wave, meaning the top of the pyramid, according to the Mayan calendar. So
uh-huh.
The energy is ramping up, folks, and tomorrow is supposed to be a very special day. So not that every day isn't special, but we take it up to the next. Take it up to the next level. So we need all the help we can get to stay together, as we all
totally.
So that is really good news that, we are all light workers here on this earth to show and to spread the love.
Exactly, Gary.
Right.
And, oftentimes we don't realize the actual difference we're making as we go about our daily lives. And just, an odd kindness or a random act of kindness or a kind word or a smile at someone. I mean, that is something that even brings love to the planet. It doesn't always have to be massively significant acts.
No, it doesn't. No, it's just a random act of giving someone a smile as you pass them on
giving
the street.
Giving someone a smile.
Could change their day, Yeah.
Exactly. I once was going to my day job. And it was early in the morning, very early, and the light was just breaking. And I saw a down and out walking towards me. And I thought, how am I going to deal with this? Because I was on my own and it was very quiet. And you know what? I just smiled at him and I said, good morning. And the look of wonder and happiness that came about that man's face, because he was so used to being disrespected or ignored or worse.
Or rejected, right.
Rejected. And it taught me a big lesson that it really did.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite weird as well, because when I do mediumship, I often get that type of person coming through now. It's as if they see that empathy in my energy. So it was a good lesson for me to learn. Taking that fear and changing it into something a lot more positive. And I really do love your fear. Yes, feel the fear and do it anyway. We all know that's the title of our book, but what a fantastic book. And great advice it is. And what great advice at this particular time.
Absolutely. And, we get down to this choice between love or fear. And we choose love, but when we feel the fear, and this is a little trick that I've learned, Because when I can get into feeling that fear, however it manifests through my day, I can love it. I can recognize it and stop for a second and say, wait a minute, I'm feeling fear again. I love my fear, and instantly it transforms. So,
good tip, Gary. Top tip.
It's you know, you don't push the fear away, smash it, you know, do it. Just love it. Same way with your ego. Love your ego. I love my ego for all the years it has helped me and aiding me in my survival. And then I just send it along, you know. And it kind of brings it into a more manageable state, you know.
Totally, totally. Well, it's interesting.
Very important information.
Hopefully we're going to be talking a little bit about the romance angels later on. And it's funny, but romance and relationships are one thing where people do have a lot of fear, and often they don't realise it. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out later on.
That's for sure. Well, Givanda, are you ready to play the first video?
Well, Gary.
Or what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm looking at this, at our template. we are going to get our candles ready while we play a song, and we can preload. Everyone can preload the link for the video, and I will paste it into the chat room.
I will too. So, there's my link. I put the link in there too.
All right. So for
we both did it.
For the people who have not been with us before, you can preload the YouTube video link and turn off the volume. And later on, we are going to have a countdown and start a video, and we listen through Blog Talk Radio to its music.
Right. So, yeah, click the link and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the volume. And when you've done that, send a heart into the chat room to let us know that you're ready. A heart will be your ticket. And there's my ticket. Just to let everyone know that they're ready. And we'll wait the few second delay, and you can go ahead and start the candle ceremony.
I only had to tell that the candles can be people can get them ready now while we play a song and we have a musical intermezzo. And you are going to cue that. It's Eurythmics talking to an angel.
And I will cue that as soon as I can find it. So bear with me a moment. There it is. Here we go.
There must be an angel.
And yes, we are talking to an angel with Jane Dawson. Right now, I see that everyone has put up hearts for preloading the video, and we will do a countdown and watch the video together. So, from now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Now we are getting ready for the candle ceremony. Right now, it's time to do our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle of love, light, and healing, and because fire is a powerful, very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent. We can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We are inviting the angelic realm . We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North to please be with us now to bring your love and protection in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing to help us to send the love and healing out to all mankind and the nature plane. Right now, we would like to ask Marika to say the mantra. She's not here, but we have the recording. So let's listen to Marika's mantra.
Dearest Weishawas, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
We will do a short meditation. After the meditation, people are welcome to call in, and Jane will do some readings. And I will give you the phone number for calling in, and that is 646-929-0461. We will start the meditation first with a little grounding exercise. And for that, it is necessary to get off your chair and stand. It should be done while standing up. Take 3 deep breaths. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4. Rest. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4. Rest. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, hold. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4. Then imagine you are a tree. Feel the sunlight streaming down on your leaves and branches. Bring this energy down through your topmost branches and down to your roots. Send this energy through your roots, deep into the earth. Then bring this energy back up to your topmost branches and send it back up, back to the universe, to anchor to the higher planes. Take 3 more deep breaths. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4. Rest. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. two, three, four, rest. Breathe in, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four. Breathe out, two, three, four, rest. You can breathe normally now and come back into the room. You are now grounded and centered. Now we are ready to call upon the electric violet blue light. That's another meditation, or this was a grounding exercise. We will do this electric violet blue light meditation now. Ask electric violet blue light descend upon me. Cleanse me of all negativity. And form a curtain around me to protect me from negativity and darkness. Put your arms straight out to your sides, palms open, facing upward. Tilt your head back and close your eyes. In your mind's eye, or your third eye, see a shower of the electric violet blue light cascading from the heavens. Feel the drops of electric violet blue light fall upon you and tingle as you are immersed in electric violet blue light. Remain in this position until you feel engorged by the electric violet blue light. Lower your arms and watch the shower spread to the edge of your perimeter, leaving you standing in a clear eye, surrounded by a curtain of electric violet blue light. And you can all sit down again. We are going over to Gary and Jane.
My, it was lovely. Well done, Yvonda. This is like the first time you've done this on this show. And I got to say, it was quite lovely. You did that quite well.
Well, thank you. These are not my meditations. I borrowed them.
Well, whether they're borrowed or begged or original or stolen or whatever, they were well done. Good job. Quite lovely. Well, we still have no callers, and I want to take this moment to just go ahead and invite everyone, if you wish, an angelic reading with Jane Dawson. Feel free to call in at 646-929-0461. And Jane, are you there with us? Hello?
Hi, Gary. I'm here.
Hi.
So
you wanted to talk a bit about the romantic angels?
Yes, the romance angels.
The romance angels.
Do you need them in your life, Gary? Yes. Think you need a visit from the romance angels in your life, Gary?
Oh, I've got plenty of those.
I'm quite sure you have. I think we all need a visit from the romance angels from time to time. You know, they are a special bunch of angels, and they're under the guidance of Archangel Shamuel, who is the archangel that has the responsibility for helping us with our personal relationships. So, and the romance angels don't just help those that are in relationships. They also will help those who are seeking to be in a relationship to find their soulmate. So, if you're in a relationship and you're having a few issues, and that's what relationships are all about, let's face it, it's so simple just to call on the angels to assist with that. Just call on the romance angels to come around you and your partner and assist them, assist you both with any difficulties you may be having. As in all cases of dealing with the angelic realm, so never try to direct them what to do. Just ask for their assistance for your highest good and your partner's highest good. And just wait to see what happens. And as always, you have to look for the signs and appreciate them. Okay. And if you're not in a relationship, well, you can certainly call them in then as well and say that you're ready to find your lifelong relationship. And it's good to ask the romance angels to help you inject a little bit of fun and excitement, a little bit of playfulness into your life, because you'll find that's the way, if you're confident and happy within yourself, that's the way to attract the perfect partner. Try and keep negativity out of this type of thing. When we're looking for a perfect partner, it's good to feel positive about ourselves and not focus on things that we may perceive as negative, such as our age or our weight or anything else about us. Just, yeah, I think we've all got that particular
T-shirt. Part of ourselves, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even if you're trying to decide, should I stay in this relationship or should I end this relationship, then they'll also help you out with that, and they will make things become clearer for you. You need only ask. And of course, as always, it's up to you whether you take action with the direction
right,
that they give
right.
you. At the end of the day, it is always your own free will.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, basically just ask and wait for an answer and watch in your life
what?
For the synchronicities and the signs, right?
Exactly. That's right. And, you know, it can really have an amazing effect on your own behavior and your partner's behavior, even if they don't know that you've asked the angels. And this is the amazing thing about it. But never amazes me. It seems to amaze me rather how it works. I mean, I have in the past when I've wanted to affect my relationship in a positive way, when I've been unsure what to do about continuing with it or not, I've actually asked angels to release myself and my partner, and I've blessed them with love and told him that it was free. And I didn't tell this to him. I said this in my own mind and to the angels. And a number of weeks later, he said to me that had changed, and something had really changed between us, and actually it improved things dramatically. So these things that we send out to the angels and the universe really, really do work. Just don't try and ever force them down a route, and that's how you'll get your best success and your happiest relationship.
Right.
Worth a
try, well, we do have a caller.
Oh, we have. Oh, that's lovely. Would you like me to take the call?
Are you ready
for
your first caller?
Yes, go for it.
Do you want to take a call just now, or did you want to continue talking about the romance angels for a moment? Finish your
thought on that. I think that's the romance angels in a nutshell. Use them no matter what stage you're at in your relationship, or if you're searching, if you're a singleton, use them. They're always there to help you at your disposal.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, what about the people who are sovereign within, or believe that they are, and they've given up the search for another mate, if you will, and are totally at peace and at ease and fully mindful of that they have a relationship with everyone, or everyone in the world is a relationship.
Well, Gary, as you would say, that's perfect for them.
Right.
That is absolutely perfect. The natural state of the humankind is to have a mate, but there are exceptions to that. Obviously, there are. As long as you have good relationships with yourself, with your God, and with others in your life, then if that satisfies you, so be it.
Right. And I truly do think that is so important too, is to have a relationship with yourself, to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself first, how are you going to love someone else, you know?
Absolutely correct. And how is someone else going to love you if you don't love and cherish yourself?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that could be a really hard one for people, you know, Gary, that can be really hard. And that's why I say, try and forget about things that you may perceive as negative about yourself and look at your wonderful positive points in yourself when you're looking to attract a partner or at any other time in your life, because you are a wonderful gift to this planet.
Yes, you are. Okay, so you're ready to take the first caller. And for those who call in, if you wish to speak with Jane, press number 1 on your keypad so I will know on the switchboard. That'll raise the little hand and let me know to answer you. Or if you called in just to listen, just go ahead and not press 1. But we'll move right on to the first caller. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
I hear rustling.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sinistry.
Oh, Sinistry, hi. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. You know, I wasn't Thank you. I wasn't sure that you had opened my mic, so that's interesting. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Sinistry.
Hi. I don't think I have a specifically relationship question, but I was wondering if you might draw a card and pick up on some energy. Moving into lots of new things, and I had a friend who had transitioned on Friday, so there's lots of changes going on, and I just wondered if you might pick something up.
Okay. Well, we don't have to talk about relationship issues tonight, obviously, just because we spoke about the relationship angels, so I can certainly do that for you.
Okay.
As I just listened to you speaking there, Sinistry, what's your first name? What's your given first name?
I go by Sinistry, or you can call me Sin.
You go by
Everybody calls Sin. Me Sin. Yeah.
That's lovely, but it's not really appropriate for you because you're a sweet thing, Sinistry.
Oh,
you're absolutely lovely. Lovely energy about you.
Yeah, and she can't cast the first stone either, so never mind.
She can't cast the first stone. No, I can tell that. She's an absolute delight. And she is most certainly an earth angel. In fact, I would want to put nursing round about you very strongly, Sinistry. Do you work as a nurse, or have you been nursing your friend?
I have some great gifts, and I definitely share them. I work with Reiki and healing, and my other work is really about awareness of the great gifts that we have available to us all. So, yeah, I guess I do.
Okay. Well, that is fantastic, but very much you're a very practical lady in the sense you could do hands-on. I know you do Reiki. But I could see you actually being a traditional nurse. And I don't know if that's something you'd ever thought about in your life, in your earlier life.
You know,
if it's not.
No, I can't hurt to heal. I must do it by way of non-intrusion, you know.
Uh-huh.
I cannot do invasive treatments at all because I don't agree with them. So hands-on doesn't necessarily work. If I'm called to respond out of need, then I'll do what I can, but I prefer to allow other people more comfortable in that area to do that work.
Okay. I'm sorry, I missed half of what you said there because I think there must have been a problem with your mic. But that's not a problem. I caught what the end of what you said there. It's absolutely fine. You're obviously doing the right thing for you. You have such a fantastic healing energy, and you may be just too sensitive, but that I very strongly feel that round about you. And would there be a nurse in the spirit world that you would have known of?
No, isn't that interesting? Not that I can think of at this moment. Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a little think about it, because this whole nursing thing is so, so strong round about you. Now, did your friend pass in hospital?
Yes, she did.
Did you spend a lot of time in the hospital with her? Okay, so that's maybe where I'm picking up the very, very strong nursing vibes with you then, rather than giving it to you. But I do feel that there was a nurse somewhere in your background, a plump lady. That's what I'm feeling very strongly here. Okay, and the name David is coming to me. Do you understand that name, Sinistry?
Oh yeah, that would be the father of my children and in the past of my life. Not a relationship anymore.
No, okay, well that's funny, isn't it? The romance angels brought that name forward. It's funny because angels do like a laugh, do you know that? They do like to tickle us. But so they're probably
that'll happen
still
to you.
They probably are, and look, you've got a gorgeous giggle, Sinistry. You're so much fun, I can tell. You probably have issues still to heal from that. So just have a think about that. But they are showing me very strongly an image of an angel. Do you have an ornament or a painting that's a very strong image of like a cherub or that kind of angel?
I work with Kuan Yin is very strong, and I'm very strongly affiliated with Archangel Michael. And I work with the angels all the time, yes.
Work with angels all the time. Okay, well, I want to see a particular, and it might be an outdoor statue that you've got. This is it's definitely like a statue or a figurine or something. And if you haven't got it already, can you look out for it?
Okay.
Coming into your life, because it's going to be very, very important to you. Okay. Right. Now, let me just pick a card for you. Do you know, look, that is so fantastic. I've just chosen for you, you are a powerful light worker, okay? And this card has all these beautiful feminine energies that are actually you and that you work with in the spirit world here. And it says, it is safe for you to be powerful. Your spiritual power brings great blessings and loving service to the divine, okay? And the beautiful angel on this here has our heart chakra all lit up here. So I know very, very much that is where you work from here. Now, would you understand that you work very much with the Christ energy as well?
As long as it's called grace.
Grace.
Yeah, grace light in that Christ light. You know, I call that, it, yeah.
Yeah, grace that's light. Absolutely perfect. That's absolutely perfect. But what I'm seeing is a golden energy around about you, and I think that's beautiful, pure, very, very high energy. But you're also very attracted to the American Indian culture and energy as well.
Shh, don't tell Gary.
So you actually have a lot of energies working with you, and you're quite happy. You're a bit like me that way, Sinistry. You like to, I don't know if experiment's the right word, but open your mind sufficiently to allow a thought of all these energies to come close to you. And to me, that's a fantastic thing to do.
Thank you.
So keep up the good work. And I know as well, even I want to talk about mermaids and really, really feminine things with you are so strong. And that's very much your strength in this life, okay? But you have to watch with your balance, you know, without not becoming too out of balance.
Okay.
When you give out so much, you have to make sure you get back. Okay?
Okay.
What else do I want to say to you? A very strong connection with nature, with you as well here. Synergy. Okay?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
History. I'm calling you Synergy. I do apologise.
That's okay.
That works.
But, This works close. Particularly with the nature thing. Okay, that is absolutely fantastic for you. Now, are you thinking about doing a retreat very shortly?
I am. Yes.
Yes. Okay, because I feel that would be very, very beneficial for you, and I do feel you have a lot of interesting experiences, and I do feel that you will encounter energies that are more masculine than what you've been currently used to.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Okay. Now, this is a really bizarre thing, but they're telling you to eat more carrots.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, actually, that's great. I can do that, too.
You can do that. Often when they say things like that, it's about eyesight, issues with your eyesight.
Okay. You know, I haven't been eating my carrots. I eat every other vegetable you can think of, but not my carrots. So,
amazing.
I gotta eat your carrots.
I know.
Do you grow your own vegetables?
Not yet.
Or do you buy organic?
I buy organic. Yeah.
Right, very, very much. But I do see these vegetables coming out of the ground, so they've still got the dirt on the carrots. So I do feel if there's an option, you will go ahead and try to grow your own vegetable at some juncture, because you're very, very interested in what goes into your body and into the bodies of those that you love.
That's true. You're very on.
Eat your carrots.
I will eat my carrots.
Eat your carrots.
What a beautiful reading. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Synergy. And I do apologize again for calling you Synergy.
No,
but it
no,
is, that's absolutely fantastic.
It's actually pretty close.
I think
I'll use that.
It's very nice. It's very nice.
Darling, just before you go, I have to talk to you about a good luck charm.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have it on a bracelet?
It's on a necklace, and it's actually yes, I have that. Yes.
Right. Okay. Is that from someone in the spirit world?
Well, yeah. He's passed now. Yes, my dad gave me. Yes.
Was it your dad?
Is it a wee Smurfette figurine? I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch a word of that because something happened with your mic, I think, there.
Yeah, we must have a very good connection. Sorry about that. It was my dad, yes.
Your dad. Would your dad be quite a small squat man?
Not squat, but shorter, no. Yep.
Shorter, okay, because there was a man came through before I even came in here, and he was very, very much wanting to come through to someone, but I told him to hang back until the callers came on. So not to confuse me, as I'm very easily confused, Synergy. So, but this man, nice sense of humour, nice man coming forward here, but I would have felt that he would have carried a bit of weight round about himself. Does that make sense to you?
My stepfather, but he was tall, not short at all. He was tall and a bit rotund. Good man. Yes.
Right, okay. Do you understand the name Robert?
I do know a Robert, yes.
Okay. Is Robert still this side of life?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, he is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's fine then. Well, it may be that you'll hear news about him, and it's possibly it's your father and your stepfather that are trying to come through together there, and the two energies have blended coming through to me.
Ah.
Interesting.
If I may interject really something really quickly, we've got two more callers. And
all right.
We've got 15 minutes, so.
Okay, Synergy, so lovely chatting. Keep up the good work, and don't worry and don't feel guilty about things, just to tell you that.
Okay. Wow, you are just lovely. I'm so glad to have taken the time to call you. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you,
Synergy.
Angel blessings.
Angel blessings to you, too.
Thank you, darling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, she's lovely.
Okay, we have... Oh, yes. Yeah,
could
she's
you stop,
a darling.
Gary,
really
Gary,
yes.
Could you stop flirting with my callers, please?
Certainly. Would you like to take a break for a second?
It's okay. It's okay. No, I'm just having a little joke with you. Because I know, obviously,
no.
Synergy is a good friend of yours. Okay.
Synergy is a darling.
She's lovely.
Okay.
She's absolutely lovely.
She is. She and I do a show on Thursdays. So we just got started. Okay, sure. Moving on to the next caller is a 229 area code. And I'll go ahead and bring them on. 229, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello,
hi, Melvin.
From Georgia?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Yes, ma'am. All right, I'm doing okay, I guess. Yes, ma'am. And,
I'm doing good. I can't hear you too well. That's my only slight problem. Just say that again.
I said I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing okay.
Okay, so not brilliant then.
No, ma'am.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Did you have a question for Jane?
Yes. I basically just wanted to know what you see coming up for me in my career, either in the workplace or just a little, whatever coming up, you know, a relationship, any, you know, whatever, something I needed, you know.
Something you need to hear. Melvin, have we spoken before?
I believe so.
I believe so as well, because the minute you started speaking, I want to talk about schools to you, and I'm sure I've had this conversation with you before. So I can't remember. I mean, obviously, I literally talked to, you know, hundreds of people through the months. But there is a very strong, I feel there's a strong urge for you here to increase your knowledge base to back up that already, which you already have. Now, are you a fairly practical person, Melvin?
Am I what now?
Are you a practical person? Are you a hands-on worker?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hands-on person.
Yes.
Do you work or do you have an interest with cars?
I have worked on cars before, but I'm really into coaching and with kids and things so far. I'm into coaching football. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm just trying to just feel into your energy here and ask the angels just to come forward. Melvin, would you have known someone in the other side of life who passed quite tragically?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Because that energy...
My brother.
It's okay. Your brother, bless you.
Yes,
because I won't say too much about it, but I do feel that you haven't gotten over it properly, Melvin.
No,
I know you haven't, darling. And I do feel the emotion both from you and your brother. Very much so. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know the name Sean, Melvin?
Sean. I know I have a niece named Sean.
Oh, you have a niece? All right. I just assumed it was a man. Okay. Is there something happening round about Sean just now?
No, ma'am. Not that I know of.
Right. Okay. Have a little chat with Sean then, because I do feel it's following in here from your lovely brother. And I'm getting the name Robert as well. And I know I gave that to the last caller, but that name's coming forward to me here as well.
Right.
You'd understand that name? Right.
No, I don't know anyone by the name of Robert, no matter.
Right. Just have a little think about it, because I'm sure that it will come to you, okay? And I do feel it's on the other side of life. But what I want to say to you, Melvin, is we really need to get you healed from, you know, this thing that's happened to your brother. He was such a lovely chap, wasn't he? He always had a smile and a nice word and a joke. The thing is, Melvin, he's still there. That personality is still there in the unseen world. And he's very, very close to you. And he doesn't want you and his mum to continue grieving. Okay?
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, you know, my mom passed on as well. She passed on in 2009. And 7 months later, my brother, he passed on. My father... He passed when I was 18.
Oh, bless you. Well, that's my misinterpretation, Melvin. I do apologize.
Okay.
When you're working with relationship, it is so easy to misinterpret the information that you're getting. So what is actually happening here is your mother is with your brother, okay, and she's linking into you as well. Okay, I gave you that the wrong way around there. Your mother is showing me very much there was a lot of tears in her life, and she's fine now, she's happy now, but she wants you to be happy as well and think in the positives. Okay?
Yeah.
So once you start thinking like that, you can do anything that you want, because you are in a very lonely place just now, Melvin. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Right.
Okay.
Now, I've picked the card for you that I chose at the front of the show, which Earth Angel. You are a light worker who has come to Earth to teach about love. So most certainly counselling. And I think counselling for you with kids, with teenagers, boys, where there could be alcohol or substance abuse involved. Would you understand that?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that's most definitely something for you to work towards. But also,
that's
if you haven't spoken... If you haven't spoken to someone about what's happened in your life, I think it would be well worth doing that. And in the first instance, you can speak to, and I've got to tell you this, I was going to say the angels, but someone said Jesus. So the angels, Jesus and God. And I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to give you three words, onwards and upwards. And that's the way you have to think. You have to lift your head and lift your eyes and think now and think onwards. And I'm going to ask the angels to come round and bless you.
Okay.
Call me back in 6 months. Let me know. Or go on my site, janedawson.co.uk, and send me an email if you wish, if you want to talk about things a little bit further.
Okay, I definitely will. Yes, ma'am.
Are you in the chat room?
No, sir, I'm not right now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
but
say your website again, Jane.
It's www.janedawson.co.uk.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am.
There is a reason why you phoned in and why I've spoken to you tonight and why your loved ones have come through, so don't forget that.
I won't. No, I really won't. I know, you know, I pray and I, you know, always think about my brother, my mother, and my father. But my brother and my mother, when she passed away in 2009, and about 7 months later, my brother, he passed away. And it was like a, you know, a left-right, you know. And
that's incredibly hard.
Yes, ma'am. He... And I still think about them every day. I cry every day, and I still try to stay focused. And yeah, what I
they've gone to the better place.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Of course.
Do you know what,
Melvin? They've gone home. They've gone on home before you, and
right.
You know they're fine and they're living their lives in the spirit world. But don't you even think about going anywhere, because you've got a lot to do in this life. But you have to talk.
That's right.
And you have to. And you have to see where you're going, get out this blackness that's surrounding you at the moment.
Plus, what
right.
I'm getting is they are surrounding you, and they are there supporting you from the other side.
Totally.
So,
okay,
yeah. Be mindful of that whenever, in whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And just check back with Jane later on janedawson.co.uk.
Okay.
And you would know the name
back.
Michael Melvin
we
as well.
We have one more other caller, so I don't mean to interrupt, but we got one caller,
okay.
And we've got about 5 minutes left. So,
okay.
Thank you
I'll
very
just
much,
to
Melvin.
The website and send you an email.
Okay, Melvin.
Great.
Take care. Angel blessing.
All right. Thank you. All right. God bless.
Thank you, Melvin.
God
many
bless.
Blessings to you.
All right. Thank you. Same here.
Okay, we've got one more caller left from 646 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
646. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
My gold ring name is Shekhaida, and I'm calling from the New York area, Jersey City.
Yehida, hello. How
are you? Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I am perfect,
please.
Thank you.
Good.
Can you
thank
spell
you
Yehida? Hi, Yehida. Yes, can you spell your name for me, sweetie?
Yes, love. It's Y-E-C.
Y. Sorry, I got Y. What comes after that?
E.
C.
H.
I.
D. A.
Thank you, my dear. So how can I help you tonight, then, Yehida?
I am calling about a relationship issue, but it's an interesting relationship issue. I think it's a primary relationship issue. I am attempting to establish a strengthened relationship with my higher self for guidance. I've been very involved in a gold ring lately, and I'm attempting to open myself up to receive more guidance and to be of more service in this realm as we approach ascension.
Wonderful. Okay, so how are you going about doing that, Yehida?
I have been involved in some regular meditating practices, especially much more regular now since I've been a part of the Gold Ring. And I've been doing videos with Ryza and doing some meditations of my own, but doing a lot of group meditations. As a group, as a Gold Ring, we meditate 4 times a day. And if I'm not busy, I meditate in all the waking hours that I can. With the Gold Ring, all the waking appointments.
Right, fantastic. And is this a quiet meditation you're doing?
Usually it's guided with video.
It's guided with video. And is it to find a still point within yourself?
It's my intention is to connect with the Gold Ring family and to connect with my higher self. Not necessarily for stillness. I do my stillness meditations at other times.
Right, okay. Because what I would like to say to you, because you have a massive amount of energy, but also that energy is quite dispersed, and I know that you have a very, very strong drive. What you want to do is very, very important to you. But what I think would be really good is if you could just sit on your own and just imagine that little spark, your own spirit inside you, in your solar plexus area. Just sit and focus on that for 10 minutes every morning and every night, because I do know that you have had some real difficulties and real underlying issues that you've had to try and overcome from the past. Would you understand that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that's no bad thing. That makes you a stronger, a more loving person often. But very much, I think that will help you so, so much. And just sit there, do that, and then also do your other meditations. But again, I've got to speak to you about balance here as well, okay? Because you are living on the earthly plane. So we've got to have the balance between living this life and living your spiritual life, you know, and have the two nicely interconnected. I'm seeing like a helix, a DNA helix in my mind here, and it's as if the two are inextricable with you, but they have to be nicely balanced and nicely flowing. Because flow has been an issue with you, Yehida. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do you pray?
You know,
Yehida?
I used to. Not as much as I used to. I used to pray all the time back when things were difficult.
Right, okay. That's what I mean about balance, okay? And I know that you will throw yourself into whatever practice you're doing. But see, when you pray, I don't believe you have to stand in any kind of ceremony. I just believe praying is talking to God, and meditation is listening to God. Now, God can be your higher self.
We've got 1 minute left.
Okay. So can I leave that with you? Can I leave one word, balance, with you, Yehida? And can I wish you all the very best? And please think about what I've said. Finances will get better.
Thank you so much.
Angel blessings,
Yehida.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Yehida.
Goodbye.
And thank you, Shivanda, and thank you, Jane, as we got just a few seconds left in the show. I thank all of you for being here with us. And thank you again for being with us, Jane. You're amazing.
Thank you, Gary. Oh, thank you. So are you, and so is Javanda. So is all your beautiful listeners. Well,
I think
it was great to work with you on this show. Maybe we should mention that next week's guest is Love, Truth, Light, Mind of Rob, also known as Heart of Bobby. And I want to thank everyone for joining this show. And the next show will be done by the regular team. Oh, it was a blessing to be here with you all.
Thank you, Javanda. Thank you for being with us. You're amazing, too. And
okay.
Any parting words, Jane? We've got about 10 seconds left.
Remember your protection, Archangel Michael's blue cloak. Very similar to the meditation that you did, Javanda. So just remember that. Think positive and focus. Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you. Love to you both.
Thank you, Jane.
Love you
all. Love to you. Much love to you all. Thank you. And we'll see you along about next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye.